Hi, it's Hannah Berner.
And Des Bishop.
Thanks for calling the Berner phone.
If you leave a message after the tone,
we may have to make it into a podcast.
We're back in the studio.
We're in the studio.
It feels like a progression.
We're mixing. We're matching.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, they say, people always ask me, what's the recovery? And it's like, it's 5 weeks to back in the studio.
Hey. We're about to drop a big hit right now. Welcome back, my little dialers. I was really excited about the prompt this week.
Yeah, this was your idea, in fairness.
Because, you know, Mercury is in Gatorade, retrograde, whatever you guys call it. And the eclipse happened.
Yes.
I didn't know that everyone just had these glasses. No one told me about the glasses.
You know, in our building, there was like an event in the, you know, our courtyard.
Yeah.
And when the glasses person came out with a box, like they got swarmed. Like a UN food drop in a disaster zone.
Taylor Swift.
No. Like, yeah. They were just like rushing the box, and they couldn't give out these glasses fast enough.
We recorded Giggly Squad, and I walked outside, and everyone was like looking up with their glasses, and I felt like I don't have the accessories. And then New Yorkers, we love a small talk moment. So then for the next 3 days, it was, where were you during the eclipse? And I was like, no one gave me a glasses.
No, I wasn't doing the eclipse. I wasn't over the earthquake yet, so I wasn't doing the eclipse.
That was crazy.
I was outside when I was going out to do my rehab exercises, and because it was such a nice day. And like, I was like, why is there like 100 people? And then I was like, oh, it's a fucking eclipse. And then suddenly this swarm happened. And I was like, for a sec, I was like, will I just get the glasses? And then I was like, nah, screw that. Plus I would have like ruptured my ACL again trying to get glasses. it was such a melee.
Also,
a melee? Melee?
Melee, I think.
Melee, okay.
Melee? I do think I left you also for dead when I was in Florida and the earthquake happened, and we were like calling each other back and forth, and I'm like, why can't he just answer the phone? And finally he calls me back and he's like, sorry, you're never gonna fucking believe this. There was a fucking earthquake. I thought my life was fucking done. And I'm like, what is going on over there?
Well, I mean, I wasn't that aggressive, but I was like, she'll never guess in 1,000 years what it was.
Did you guys talk building?
I was on 13th floor.
Yeah, it was, that's not lucky.
But can I just add, right? I don't know how much you talked about this on Giggly Squad.
We didn't.
Well, one of the reasons why I was like freaking out a little bit more than I normally would was because like 2 years ago, you were up on the 13th floor and I was just arriving home and something exploded in our building. And when I walked in the door, it was covered in smoke and I literally was like, I was like shouting, like, is everybody okay?
Turned into a Queens fireman.
Yeah, I literally, it's in my genes. When you're from Queens, it's like, who can I save, you know?
That's so hot, honestly,
but anyway,
that's hot.
But you were like, I there's been an explosion. And
I started smelling it in the apartment.
Yeah, that acrid smell. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, like the worst smell you can ever smell in New York. And then
Miami building had like just gone down a couple months before that.
So when the earthquake actually happened, I was like, oh shit, this is it. So I was actually looking at the wall, like going like, I was kind of like, how long are you aware before you are over?
Yeah.
Because I was like, of all the times, I can't run out of here.
I just started ACL physical therapy.
Yeah, I'm just
and
getting
now
off
I have to
crutches.
Survive a building. How many falls are you going to have?
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. So anyway, so that was the eclipse in the
earthquake. So we live to do another pod.
We're in this very old building, which I'm surprised stayed standing from the earthquake.
Yeah. So apparently the eclipse apparently has a lot of like...
By the way, we never actually said what the prompt was.
I know, I'm leading up to it.
Oh.
I have a long lead in. I like to tease. I'm edging. I do think the eclipse, there's a lot of like spiritual things about it. Like they say, if you look at it, it's like bad luck for a while.
No, it destroys your eyes. It's not bad
which
luck.
Which is bad luck.
There's a scientific, you
there's
know.
A scientific reason, but also, you know, astrology is about, I'm gonna fuck it up, but like the moons and how it affects the energy of like the vibes and the waters. It all kind of affects something. Like there is energies happening that affects things.
Yes.
Okay, good. We can agree. Apparently, like it's good for also manifestation. Like,
the eclipse?
Yeah. Right. Did you manifest?
No, I'm manifesting us getting to the end of this. us getting to the end of this intro.
I knew you were going to say that. Now I'm like never going to, it's going to be 59 minutes.
Well, come on, let's go.
So anyway, Mercury's in retrograde too. So there's a lot of shit going on. And Mercury in retrograde, apparently things just like go wrong.
Okay.
So like technology goes wrong, miscommunication, and you could just blame Mercury in retrograde.
Okay.
I personally am always miscommunicating, so I've never really seen a shift. It's been pretty consistent for me.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking about like the amount of mistakes that you make with technology.
Yes.
That our parents like wouldn't even understand. I remember even from AIM, A-I-M, you'd get on and you'd have like all these squares open of different people you're talking to. And obviously you don't know how to talk to boys. So you're taking what he's saying to you, sending it to your friend. She's telling you what to say.
Yes.
We're having a bonding experience. You obviously send him what he just said to you. Then you go, my computer broke. You log off. You sit there. You're freaking out. This is just girlhood.
And we got a lot of those.
Yeah.
a lot of screenshotting and sending the screenshot to the wrong person.
And I feel like I do stuff way too fast. Like I'm always just like,
you're multitasking.
It's a miracle I've gotten to this point without, and I remember even like my dad when he was in sales and the reply all stories he would get when email became like more popular with guys and girls who didn't know how to use it. So I was like, there must be some crazy fucking miscommunication stories. And
In the corporate world. We got plenty of them. Reply all is very dangerous.
Reply all, nudes.
Plenty of those. It's all coming.
So I'm excited, and I want to see how people recovered.
Now, can I say my? I mean, I've had numerous, but one of the more embarrassing one was in 2010. I was doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I was doing slides. You know, I was using AV, and I guess the night before on my computer, I had been looking at Pornhub. Didn't shut my computer down, so the battery ran out. So, I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, no.
So I go in the next day to, like, set up the show. So the tech guy's there, my Australian promoter is there, and, like, other, people that work at the festival, and Melbourne's, like, totally very woke. And
all talk.
So I'm plugging in the computer. I have everything plugged in by the time I turn on my computer. And when the computer comes on, it's the fucking Pornhub home screen, and it went up on the screen. So everybody that was in the, not the crowd, but everybody that was in there.
What did you do?
Well, all I did was I laughed and thanked the Lord that I wasn't into anything like really bad, because the most embarrassing thing was
Googling,
wow, this guy's pretty vanilla with his point trick.
The Google said making love on top.
Yeah, so it was just run of the mill, like the porn that you would look
at.
You
wrote girls, woman, man kissing.
Yeah. Man respecting woman.
You wrote giving woman multiple orgasms.
No, it wasn't a Google search. It was the, and like, so it is jarring, right? Because it's just all these like very.
And everyone knows what it looks like.
Explicit. Things. Ooh. So I was like, oh, and everybody laughed.
Well, nowadays with the screen sharing, people will share their screens, but you have like all these tabs that aren't always like corporate, but it's mostly like shopping stuff. But
and a lot of these ones that I mentioned now, they didn't make the cut, like in that, like we had so many good ones. So
yeah.
But there was a lot of Zoom, like, oh, I forgot to open my corporate Zoom. So
yes.
I was on my personal Zoom and my name, was like Big Titted Jenny or something, because it was like some joke that she had with her friends or something,
Stuff,
there was a lot of stuff that.
And I also, with the Googling, I once told you in college, again, bringing up the hockey guy from last week, but I just met him, so I like Googled him to see, and he actually had some like weird family stuff. Anyway, we went to my computer and it was a Google open, and you could see the color that I clicked like 8 articles. And I don't think I recovered from that. Like, I think I was just like, do my research.
Yeah.
That
that actually came up a lot too. People like getting caught out for like researching somebody.
Or when you like look at your phone and you pull it up for someone and you've been Googling them.
Yes.
Or you go on your Instagram and you click the search and their name is
their
the first
name
one.
Is there.
But that's honestly, I like that. I'm like, good. He's looking
at
shit.
The end of the day, it's just normal behavior.
Well, what I did realize in my life is when someone likes you, you could do the most creepy shit and they'll think it's hot. And if they don't like you, like you can creep them out doing anything. One of my scariest moments was early 20s dating. I started seeing a guy. I liked him a lot. And I was talking to my roommates about him. And I was like, joking about like a name, a nickname he called me. And we were kind of like, they were like guys and we were like laughing about it. And I looked down and I had voice noted the whole conversation and it had sent to him.
Oh, it actually sent.
It sent. And I looked at it and I remember like I went through so many phases because he was working that night. So he didn't respond for like 4 hours to the point that I ended I ended up at the bar with these guys drinking, being like, I'm single, like, let's go out tonight. Like, I literally was like, my relationship with this man is done, and like, let's move on. I fully was over it. And then he ended up responding like, ha ha ha, and then like asked a separate question. Like, it wasn't a thing. So, but I completely catastrophized it in my head.
Well, it's nerve-wracking. Somebody had said that they had done that, and they realized that the person that they accidentally sent it to was outside and that they had left their phone inside. So they ran and they got the phone and somebody else that was in the house knew the password. And
oh my God. I actually remember in college, I was sitting with, this is like just so, this must happen all the time, but I'm sitting with my friend and we're sitting with another friend and that other friend was being kind of like bitchy. And my friend went to text me like, so-and-so's being a bitch. Obviously texted it to that girl.
Yes.
We're all just sitting there in a 2-hour lecture together during that, just sitting there.
Waiting.
And then she's texting me being like, I just texted her that she's a bitch. And I'm like, what? Did you, what? And then like that friendship never was the same.
And you're just waiting to.
Because sometimes when you're talking shit about someone, you're thinking of them. So you'll put their name in your phone and people. Oh, I have another.
Oh, come on. I got 25 to get through.
I have one more. So sometimes these things happen for a reason though. Like my friend on her work computer, you text and apparently her boss saw all the text messages she was sending to the other people who work for the company about how much she hated this boss.
Yes.
And I think she ended up getting fired, but it was like, good. Like, you shouldn't have been that job and that guy sucked and you hated it and it was for the best. But I remember her, like, she had like the biggest panic attack because, like, you just feel like, how did this happen? This shouldn't be happening.
That happens a lot. That came in a lot. And one of them I thought was, I didn't leave it in, but this like 14, 15 year old had like a teenage job working in like IKEA or something like that. Accidentally sent her complaining to her mother about her boss, accidentally sent it to the boss. Mm-hmm. The boss saw it. She was mortified. She called her mother. She was like, I have to leave. I have to quit this job. And the mother said, no, face it and deal with it. And this is a lesson for life that you have to just, sometimes you just have to face the music.
The thing is like, it could happen to anyone.
It really can.
But this is part of technology. I didn't start getting technology until I was like 13, 14, phones, MySpace. But you later in life had to suddenly have all these technology advances.
We're not turning this into a generation.
Because you were talking.
I got 25 messages.
You
to
were
get
writing
through.
Letters with feathers and ink, and then suddenly. Okay, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. It was time.
Hi, Hannah and Des. So my biggest technology fail was I was trying to snap my best friend, show her a video of how engorged my boobs were from breastfeeding my son. And I was telling her about it. I pulled my shirt down, like, almost free the nip. You could probably see my areolas. And I accidentally posted it to my story. And I didn't know until my husband messaged me and was like, what is this story about? And I realized that I posted my boobs on my story. So people got a free little show. Booby shot. It was up there for like a good 5-10 minutes. So yeah.
I love the kids in the background.
Oh my God. Chris is fired. Chris has a fucking technological mishap on the technological mishap episode.
It's the Gatorade.
It's the Gatorade. Oh my God.
So can I just say that 50% of these messages were Snapchat related? I mean, Snapchat, like,
ruins lives.
I feel like we should get the opposite of sponsored by Snapchat. Because, like, after listening to all these messages, I was like, wow, Snapchat has ruined lives.
But you know what's happened with technology? They've created all these ways to communicate, but not created ways to delete what you send.
Yes.
Like they recently let you, like, unsend emails.
Yeah.
But you have to do it within, like, 10 seconds. And then you, like, lose it. But it's because so many, like, horrible career-ending fuck-ups happened because of reply alls.
I feel like in the early days of Snapchat, there must have been, like, a flaw that it was just way too easy to send a story when you wanted to just send it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because there were so many people that said, I accidentally sent it as a story.
Also, I don't know about Snapchat now. And kids, it's very popular still in colleges. But, like, when it first started, all dudes were doing was sending dick pics.
Yeah, I mean, Snapchat,
they were like, wait, it disappears? My dick. That's all they wanted to do. Like, and you couldn't even go on Snapchat without seeing dicks everywhere. It was great. You guys are laughing too hard.
Well, I was not, by the time Snapchat came out, I would have been at a time where I was not, did not want any pictures of my dick floating around, so I wasn't sending any dick pics.
Comedian Mike Cannon, I think he might have a YouTube special out. Shout out Mike Cannon, we love you.
He just shot it, actually. He has previous ones out, but he just shot another one.
So I went on his pod with Mike Feeney, and he told me a story about how when he's on the road, he wanted to send a photo of, like, his tan or something to the guys or, like, his abs or something, and he sent it to them, but it was a live photo, and if you held it down, you would see, like, he was naked, and he was like, and I had, like, on the road dick, like I'd been masturbating like all day before my shows, and he was like, it was red, it was shriveled up, it was like the worst version of my dick. And he sent it to like a group chat of like 14 guys.
Wow.
And how you have to watch out these live, if you hold it down, yes, it was just all his dick, and he like has never lived it down.
But that builds
character.
I wouldn't be surprised if there eventually is like a class action lawsuit on Snapchat. Just like the amount of anxiety that must have been caused, particularly in those, it seems like a lot of them happened around like 2017.
Yeah. But the fact you can't unsend stuff, like even text messages, if you could unsend text messages out, be amazing. Like even, you know, you send a risky text and then like they don't respond for like an hour and be like, let's unsend. That would help so many people.
Wasn't there talk for a while about that they were going to have like a breathalyzer on your phone that you had to breathe in before you sent a text? Because like, you know, drunk texting is really problematic.
Or Facebook was weird because you'd write a Facebook status, right? But sometimes you'd make your status what you were searching, which is normally someone's name. So you'd press it and then it would come up as like your status, like Hannah Burner, you know, John Stevens.
Right.
And so that would happen all of the time. Or people just like would take a melatonin and then be like on Facebook, just like writing crazy shit.
Yeah, writing crazy, or being drunk and just suddenly being like, you know, I think it's time. Or like, you know, the most annoying posts of all time are, I'm not going to say who this is about, but the person that this is about knows who I'm talking about. And they really need, you know, and then everyone's like,
but a lot of people have gotten fired from, like posting something that their company doesn't approve of, especially teachers when like you're just having fun one night.
That's Snapchat. And so they won't all be Snapchat, but they could have all been. Snapchat could have had a full episode. Let's go for number two, Chris.
I don't know if this fully answers the prompt, but my biggest technological mistake was definitely when I was in high school. I did all the audio for our school's football games, and I had a program where each key was a different song that I would play during the games, and they gave me a list of songs to add. So during one of the games, the footballers were coming out, and I hit a key, and it started playing Mr. Sandman, and it went dum 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 dum. And everyone started screaming at me, and I changed the song, and I realized when they told me to add Sandman to my program, they meant Enter Sandman and not Mr. Sandman, and my 16-year-old self just had no idea what they were talking about when I added it. And yeah, so Mr. that little Sandman, cute song, Mr. Sandman, Bring Me Your Dreams, started playing at this testosterone-filled football game, yes, and it was super embarrassing, and I never lived it down.
I mean,
you have one job!
For me, because, you know, Enter Sandman,
I don't know what Enter Sandman is.
Oh, so it's, I wish we could get it up now.
Yeah, we could play it.
It's a very good entry song.
Yeah.
It'll probably get flagged if I play
him
it.
Him is on, him on, I'm gonna get my home, him if he's anywhere. Yeah, it's Metallica.
Yes.
There's a lot of college football videos. There's some college that you'll see, like the whole like Wisconsin has Jump Around.
Yes.
You'll see the whole college going crazy to Enter Sandman, and then sometimes like the school band plays it. So they're expecting Enter Sandman.
Wait, this has to happen more often.
Mr. Sandman,
you know, they bust through like a rally like sign, and it's like
the wrong
someone has to like prank these teams more often. Playing, I mean, I make Dez, and when he comes on tour, sometimes he'll be like, I don't care what music you play, so I'll have them play WAP. So it's like,
yeah, but I like walking out to WAP.
I mean, it's a sick song, but I think it's funny. That is so fucking good.
That was good. I wish I had the video of that.
I love walkout songs. It's my passion. I've been sticking to Fucking Problems by A$AP Rocky. So there's always, I go to a theater and there's always like a very old guy that's like, what song do you want to walk up to? And I'm like, Fucking Problems, A$AP Rocky, the S is a money sign. And then I go, by the way, you have to start at 20 seconds because the first 20 seconds are dead. So whenever they announce me, there's like a 50-50 chance that they don't put it at 20 seconds.
The wrong section.
And then it's just, Hannah Burner! And then just silence. And I don't walk out. I'm not walking out to silence. So I wait 20 seconds and then it goes, I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem! And then I walk out and then they all are like, oh, that's why she said that.
Imagine it was, instead of A$AP Rocky, they played A$AP Fables. Some kid song comes on.
Bring baby me a juice. Baby shark. Baby shark.
It's such a great visual. I would just love to see all these guys all pumped up. And it's, you know.
Give her a fucking Emmy.
That was awesome.
That's incredible.
There's nothing to add. It's just so funny.
That's incredible.
I apologize to the Metallica fans that I don't know the words to Enter Sandman.
I just have a... I make a lot of mistakes. I just realized I've never not made a mistake with technology. When I was at University of Wisconsin, I was doing the sports broadcasting videos, and they randomly were like, hey, we want you to do men's hockey, some announcing.
Men's ice hockey?
Ice hockey before the game. This is the Kohl Center. This is like, I don't know, like 20,000 people, and it's on ice. And you're just live and you're not reading off a teleprompter. You just have to say like a couple things. Instead of puck, I said fuck. Like I just messed it up and I was like, and I'm going to give you guys the fuck. And like I literally said fuck in front of everyone. And then I walked off and I like almost fell on the ice and I was just like, okay, I think I'm fired.
did you get a video of that?
No video. It was because it was just live. But I think like I just know that I messed up the words and accidantally.
Yeah, but that's I guarantee you. If in the history of hockey, that mistake has to have been made
like all the
thousands
time.
Of times.
Yeah, but some people could have said like they didn't hear it, but I'm pretty sure I walked off and they were like, "Yeah, you said fuck."
It happens.
I feel like it's so easy to say fuck. It just flows
it
off
flows
the tongue.
Flows out, especially when you're saying puck.
Yeah.
You should have said no. It was ph. Oh, no, PH.
It was French.
PHUK. PHUCK. Go ahead.
I feel like I shouldn't even be telling this story, but here goes. So I'm hiding in my laundry room. I don't know if you can hear that. I hope it's not too distracting. When my husband was on a deployment, him and I would share things with each other, you know, sexy time, videos, photos. And my, at the time, 12-year-old daughter and I shared a Apple ID, like iCloud account. And I didn't really think about it until she came to me one day and said that she didn't want to share one anymore. And then she said, why? And I realized she had seen everything. My husband and I wanted to die. I waited till he got back from deployment to tell him, but that's my biggest technological failure, and I don't ever want to top it. Okay, also, I love you guys. Bye.
Okay.
That's a big one.
That, talk about how to learn the birds and the bees.
That's worse than, like, walking in at your parents fucking, I think.
But
like
also,
your parents sexting.
Part of me is like, I love that they're still sexting.
Yeah, but I also don't know why the daughter didn't say it earlier. The daughter couldn't even bring herself to be like, Mom,
I think she probably was like, they'll stop eventually.
But you know what it was? She's so young. Like, she's before the age where she was probably like even aware of that sort of stuff. So eventually she was like, I need to be off the Apple.
Just traumatized.
I've seen enough.
Also, like, long distance stuff, that's like next level.
Yeah, the guy's deployed overseas.
Yeah, that's
in the military.
Like next level horniness.
Thank you for your service.
I do.
That's coming up in therapy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has a story of walking in on their parents.
Not me. I honestly don't think there was a lot of sex happening.
Me either, yeah.
I think once I walked in and they were like, I thought they were like fighting or something. And they were like, we're cuddling. Hey. They're like, hi. But I didn't see anything. I vaguely remember.
Never walked in on my parents.
I just know that, like, I feel like when you're a dude, why is it always turned into this conversation? But when you're a dude and you're jerking off in your teens, like, I feel like you must be avoiding people walking in all the time.
But I think, like, when
I mean,
I
your
was,
household,
when
three
I was,
boys?
When I was younger, that was always, like, that would be the worst thing to get caught jerking off. I feel like these days it's not as much of a big deal.
These days you have a conversation.
It wasn't fun still.
Or, like, did you ever have someone walk
but
in?
It's just
and
so much easier to hide now. I had to use the television. I had to like masturbate in public areas, like when nobody was around, and then sometimes
Do you ever have someone walk in and you just have tissues all over you, and you're just sitting there?
No, I never got caught in like a post. My brother caught me once. I don't think my mother actually caught me like 100% masturbating.
Is it embarrassing or your brother's like, good job, bro?
Nah, he was young. He was just like, you fucking took it off? Oh my God, you took it off? You know, you're still at the age where that's like, you know, don't forget, we were told it was bad.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're going to hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I got caught once or twice, but like, no, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, there was a lot of like, I was checking the TV guide. I've seen other comedians do bits about this, but you would get the weekly TV guide in the Sunday newspaper. I would like check all the after midnight stuff on Showtime, like in advance. I'd be like, oh, Thursday night, that's good. Like schedule it and then hope. Sometimes my dad would be staying up late. I'd be like, when are you going to bed? You know?
I do. Well, did you have a bit about how porn you had to like online, you had to like print out photos?
No.
Someone got in trouble because they were printing out photos of like boobs and their parents were like, why are there photos of tits on the print in the printer?
In the printer, yeah. Yeah. I remember the printing stuff out days.
The makers of Bubbly have a new sparkling water called Bubbly Burst. I'm so excited about this new product. You know I struggle with drinking enough water because I think it's boring, it's lame, it's overrated, but Bubbly Burst is changing the game. It comes in 6 fun flavors. My favorite is Tropical Punch and Peach Mango because it makes me feel like I'm relaxing on an island on vacation instead of just in my New York City apartment scrolling my phone. It makes me feel like I'm on a tropical island. It's low calorie, zero sugar, but still fun. I'm constantly talking, so I need a drink that keeps me hydrated and refreshed, okay? That's why Bubbly Burst is my new go-to. My dad came to my apartment last week and actually drank all of them. He's obsessed with Bubbly Burst. Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day. It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles. I noticed that the little things you do in life add up eventually to make your life significantly better, such as smiling at strangers, waking up a little earlier, practicing a new skill for a few minutes each day. That's how you don't just get overwhelmed and quit. And that's why I love Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic that benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 capsules a day. I've bought a ton of things that I'm going to take in the morning, act like I'm Bella Hadid, when it's like, no. If I can just stay with DS01 Daily Symbiotic, it helps my gut, my skin, my heart health, and it's just 2 capsules. I don't have to feel like I'm drowning myself in supplements. I definitely have a nervous stomach, and I also have very hormonal skin, and the Seed DS01 has helped regulate all that for me. I really believe in having a healthy gut and consuming things that are good for your gut. They have new clinical trials and breakthrough research published about the microbiome and probiotics for DS01, and they work best while used with other routine health habits like working out, eating healthy, and there's no refrigeration needed. Seed's patented capsule and capsule design means fragile bacteria can survive the journey from shipping to your door, and it gets where you need it with no synthetic or chemical coatings. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/burn and use code 25burn to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/burn. Code 25burn. That's BERN.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was on my parents' family plan for a little too long because the admin of family plans and cell phones stressed me out, okay? And then I got married and I was like, we have to combine our lives into one and I'm on the family plan and now I have a new family. What am I going to do? So whose bank do you go with? Who has better insurance? Your sofa, my sofa? It's very confusing. The one thing I found Des and I were more than happy to combine was our wireless plan with Mint Mobile. For a limited time, phone plans from Mint Mobile are only $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I love this because it's affordable, it's straightforward, it's easy. It lowers my stress levels. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. That's definitely happened to me. Des will go to Ireland for a month, and I'm like, did I buy another house? What happened? So Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, and they come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan just for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/burner, B-E-R-N-E-R. That's mintmobile.com/burner. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/burner.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan.
Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hit it, maestro.
Hit it.
Hey, Hannah. Hey, Des. I love you guys so freaking much. You have no idea. I always love listening to the podcast, and I never dial in, but today I thought it was the right time. So just some backstory. I'm at a big university in the middle of Missouri, and I am very, very broke, so I recently decided to make an OnlyFans. And it's kind of obscure. That's all I'm going to say about it, but it's definitely working for me financially. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I was replying to a discussion post in Canvas, our university learning thing, and I went to go paste a link as one of my sources for our discussion, and I pasted my OnlyFans link.
Oh, no.
And there's another layer to this onion because I actually did a video with one of the graduate student teacher assistants. That's on my OnlyFans, too. So nobody saw it. I don't know if anybody subscribed from there. But
she ran out.
That's great promo, honestly.
It's awesome great promo, but part of me is like, she
because
just,
no one's going to admit it, right? No one's going to be like, oh, we subscribe to that OnlyFans.
But also, she was trying to be incognito about it.
Yeah.
So it's like annoying. She's trying to be a woman in STEM.
Yeah.
Be entrepreneurial. And but these sometimes you copy the link, but it wasn't highlighted the right way. You know, you ever do that? And, that's another thing. You have to be able to unsend.
Well, yeah, that you definitely need to be able to unsend. By the way, we have a lot of people that end up doing like sex work listening. Have you noticed?
Because it's because we have a lot of entrepreneurial, gorgeous queens that listen.
Yeah, and we're definitely not judgmental, but we get them a lot.
No, I think a lot of people are on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to do a documentary about like, because a lot of girls will just be like stressing about work and they go, I should just start a foot OnlyFans. And I wanted to actually start one and see like how to actually get momentum in it. Like how many guys actually have foot fetishes and how, because I've been told I have a nice arch.
Great.
So I was like, I want to know how to do it so then I could tell girls, like I could do an ebook, like how to get a foot OnlyFans to go viral.
How to monetize your arch?
Yeah. Or like I start a foot community where like I manage all the foot girls and I like promote, and I tell the guys like we got a new talent.
Foot pimp.
Yes.
Yeah. Foot pimp.
Yes. Fimp.
Then you're going to have all these guys obsessed with your arch. And they're going
to
become
like
my arch nemesis.
Hey.
Oh, Hannah hates those. Hannah hates those, man. She hates them.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just not attracted to you anymore. That was funny. No, that was a good
so,
one.
So anyway, I mean, can you imagine, right, that you see that and you're like, well, and then you look and you realize, oh, my God, this woman has OnlyFans. So you subscribe and then you see some other guy getting fucked. That's insane.
The OnlyFans, what's interesting is they do like cross promotion just like podcasting. Like, you know, someone else's podcast is doing well. I'm like, hey, you want to come to my pod? They literally do that where it's like, hey, you want to come? Let's fuck around.
But how do you promote it, though? If you're trying to stay incognito, how do you promote? How do you get followers on your OnlyFans while trying to stay incognito?
Because you have like an incognito, like Twitter or something where you'll hashtag like OnlyFans, hashtag whatever, and you post whatever
photos. But are you keeping your face out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then people will be like, oh, I like that. I don't know exactly what she's doing, obviously. Yeah. But there's strategic ways. Or you do show your face and then you take it down. But she's basically saying, like, she wasn't trying to promote it.
No, there's a technological mishap. It's a pretty good one. Well, especially considering I was like, you know, how do we vary these? And I was like, well, this is pretty
unique. My thing with OnlyFans is I always get worried about, like, people screenshotting or putting it on other things. But I
guess that happens.
It happens, but I guess OnlyFans is pretty good at, like, keeping it.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of OnlyFans screenshots.
Because if you do something with someone.
It's illegal, right? I think they have some legal protection.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
They should. But it's like, if you're going to do it, that you always know there is a chance that people are going to find out, obviously.
If you found out that like a very famous celebrity crush was on OnlyFans, who would you subscribe to? If it just hypothetical.
No.
No, I don't know either. I thought it was a good question.
Honestly, I'm more interested probably in like a girl who's making like insane money on it. I'd subscribe to be like, what's she actually doing? That's so that's so wild out here.
Mine would be Cardi B, not because I'm like, she's like my crush.
Hilarious.
Exactly.
She's probably hilarious.
I think her OnlyFans would be hilarious. Anyway.
Wow.
I actually subscribed to Whitney Cummings' OnlyFans because she dropped her special on it. And I don't think I've unsubscribed.
Disappointing lack of tits.
No, she has amazing tits. Just, no areolas for showing. Maybe, I don't know. She put the roast of Bert Kreischer on it. So I subscribed. So I'm on OnlyFans.
So you have an OnlyFans account?
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll find out who else she subscribes to. Go ahead there, Chris.
Hey, Hernandez. Love the pod. Love you guys. Hopefully I'm the first black male who's ever written. Spoken in for this. It's not my biggest technological mistake, probably my most embarrassing one. Classic, the OG, send 30 girls the same message and accidentally creating a group chat.
Oh.
I know. It's just weird when you have two friends and they say that they got both added in the same group chat, you got the same message, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. As a fellow athlete, I know Hannah can agree that you miss all the shots you don't take. So thank you. I hope this makes sense.
I love how he was cracking himself up. Him and the girl before, I love a first-time dialer. If you've been listening, this is your sign.
He didn't need to sound as sinister as he did.
It's like a confession.
It's like, is this Louis C.K.? Sounds like you're doing something while you're on the phone.
No, it did sound like he was speaking in a confessional to a priest.
Yeah.
Wait, so he basically meant to...
So basically, what he was doing was, I think he was sending probably a dick pic, but let's just not...
Let's say he was saying you up to like...
Yeah, so it was meant to go to like 30 different, like see who hits.
Yeah.
But instead of sending it to 30 different people, he sent it as a group chat.
Yes.
So like suddenly then everybody would be like, what the fuck? And everyone's coming in the same group.
Was it on like WhatsApp or something?
He didn't say.
So basically he probably was drunk. And he put everyone's number into a group chat and said, like,
instead of
what are
sending
you doing tonight?
He was trying to send it to everybody independently, but he sent
that
it to everybody
so
together.
That is so funny. You miss all
so
the
so then they're all going to be messaging. Like,
that's fucking
being like, are we all looking at the same thing?
Talk about having to start your roster from zero again.
Yeah.
Because he literally just made everyone aware of each other.
The star Notre Dame quarterback. Just sent his dick to 30 girls because he's like as an athlete.
No, oh my God.
But you know what though? That's a real, that this is incriminating male behavior, which definitely I was too old to get into this by the time this behavior was happening. So he just goes like, cast the net wide.
Yes.
All I need is one hit out of 30.
Well, this is
talking about the antithesis of romanticism.
This is so good for girls to hear, like the reality of some situations. Like one of these girls might have a huge crush on him and she'll be telling her girlfriends like, it was so weird. This guy texted me one night, like, what are you up to? I responded and then he never responded back. And I feel like that's a thing. And it's like, because he texted 80 girls and one of them got back faster. Yeah. Or he's like farther along with another girl.
Or you were third on the list.
You were third on the priority list. Because especially with drunk texting, you'll be like, it was weird. We were talking and then it just like he fell off. It's like, this is the kind of shit going on. My friend, I remember she was an athlete. It's just a bunch of horny athletes all in like a mile proximity of each other. And she would have this like a ton of nudes, like just a library of nudes.
Yeah.
And she would just like send one to like five guys and see who wanted to come over that night. And it was like a game for her. It was pretty fun as the friend to witness, and I'd be like, who's the winner tonight?
Yeah, store up the nudes. For all the guys out there that are listening, if you're questioning the nude or certainly the date that the nude was taken, I recommend asking them to do a nude with some sort of symbol or a signal to let it know.
A newspaper next to it?
Yeah. Like a kidnapping.
Pointing at the date.
I used to say...
But also... Okay, this is...
I used to say, like, give me the finger or two fingers or something.
This is...
In the past.
Where'd the fingers go?
Yeah, what?
No. Like a signal.
Thank you, Chris.
No,
thank you.
Not like that.
Also, okay, I don't want to, like... get girls in trouble. But like if someone's altered a pic, like you can see how it's saved and sometimes it saves as a Facetune file.
Oh.
So and sometimes the date is on it. So you could click like save their photo they sent you and then click on it and on the top it'll say like the file of the photo, which is fun.
And I do want to point out that the reason why you have to do this is for catfish prevention. It's very important to be careful that you're not being catfished.
Oh, yeah, like they just pulled something from Google.
Yeah, because there's a famous episode of an Irish podcast, the Two Johnnies podcast, but they did a series, I think it was like three episodes, about their like real actually got catfished by this this Irish catfisher.
Catfish, I was so addicted to that when it first came out. Like guys who were like convinced they were texting Katy Perry for 4 years.
Oh, right.
And then the guy, the person's like, I'm Katy Perry. And they're like, no, you're not. You're not Katy. And they're like, I've been texting you. I know everything about you. And they're like, nope, I'm talking to Katy Perry. And then also nowadays, the 0.5 feature, apparently guys are using that to make their dicks look longer.
Interesting. Because of the angle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'll do it. Girls will do it to make their legs look longer. Like, it makes like a Steve Madden type photo. And Trevor Wallace told me the boys are out here using 0.5.
Wow.
So keep an eye out.
I wonder are guys face-tuning their dicks?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I think there's like a lot going on.
You can face-tune your dick.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, why does he have really big blue eyes on his dick? I don't think he knows how to use face-tune. No,
you make like a pulsating, like huge muscle on your dick. You make your balls like really small.
Yeah, because the dick doesn't come up on the options on Facetune. Because I've used Facetune in my life, and you know it's always the eyelashes.
There's a head.
Eyelashes, eyebrows. You know,
well, the eyelashes are beautiful on that cock.
So
okay, I don't really know if this counts as like a technology mishap or fail, but when I was 16 years old, I worked at McDonald's like most of us do, and I often took orders on the headset through the drive-thru. And so when a car pulls up, it dings in your ear, and then you turn the mic on with a button on the headset itself. And then usually when the person drives away, it'll just turn the mic off on it by itself. But if the drive-thru is backed up and the car is still hitting that sensor by the menu, then your mic is still going to be on even though you're done taking the order. My boyfriend of the time had sent me a rather risque text, and I was all giggly and excited about it being a 16-year-old high school girl. And I read the naughty text aloud to my friend that was taking orders with me. My mic was on. Customer heard the whole thing. One of the better, more embarrassing moments of my life. And not only that, but half the staff is wearing headsets, so they all heard it.
Okay, that'll do it.
That's a good one.
Part of me was like, look, if you did that and you're the only one who knows, you just tell your friend, hey, could you get the next order? Could you go to the window and get the next order and just have her do it? But the fact that everyone heard, you're just like, you own it.
Yeah, but you know it's embarrassing when they come around the corner. You know, one of those cars is going to be like, "Can I get your number?" Like that was pretty funny. You know, plus I loved learning about the infrastructure
but
of drive-through.
It's so funny. Technology will always sometimes not work, and you have to be aware of those little idiosyncrasies. Oh, now I'm remembering another sex story involving you, actually.
Oh dear.
I accidentally texted the group chat of Paige and our Gen Z correspondent while I was on the road a sext to you, and no one responded. And the embarrassing thing was that it was like the most boring sext ever. Like, it was like, I can't wait to see you and have sex. I was like, can we see you? We'll go dancing and have sex. And I literally was like so embarrassed by the sex. Like, it was so boring and bad.
Wow. Yeah, we're gonna fuck up.
They were like, that was so lame.
They're like, talk dirty to me, for Christ's sake.
Right. Paige was like, Jesus Christ.
What a letdown.
I was like, look, this is marriage, okay?
It was a post-marriage sex. It's like, I can't wait to fulfill our 12 p.m. appointment.
Oh, God.
According to various sex therapists, you shouldn't frown, and I'm not saying we do this, but you shouldn't frown upon making sex appointments, being like, no matter what, on Monday at 6 o'clock, we're having sex. That mm-hmm. shouldn't be considered to be vanilla and actually can be quite healthy for your relationship.
Yeah, it's kind of like a workout. Like, you know you enjoy it. It's sometimes hard with your schedule, and it could be difficult to make time for it, but once you do, you never regret it.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with scheduling sex, is all we're saying.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Imagine if we become one of those couples that are giving sex advice.
Oh, well, we will definitely not be there. No, just in that, like,
No, because we get like, we're like,
you can't be authentic, you know, you can't be.
There are couples out there like, do you want to keep your relationship alive? We fuck all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not believing it. I'm not buying it.
Like, they hate each other.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. You're fighting all the rest of the time. Hit us, Chris.
Hit us.
So one time I was text fighting with an ex-boyfriend and I was really upset. And my friend came to pick me up And I get in her car and I'm just like blubbering, crying to her about him while I'm still texting him. And at one point I look down at my phone and I have somehow sent him a voice recording of me crying to her about him. So I proceeded to send him like 50 text messages in a row, like letters of the alphabet, random words, just because like I knew that there was no fucking way that he was going to go back and read any of that. He was probably just going to delete it at that point.
Blocker.
So yeah, it's Wait, that's the most embarrassing.
It's genius. I thought of it earlier.
Like, send a huge paragraph that means nothing. No. There's no way he's going to go through.
Block up the line. Block up the line.
That's great.
She. What's the word? What's the word in politics? You know, when they take up time. She was filibusting him on text.
What a genius.
And that's great.
This guy's like, this girl's fucking crazy. I'm like, no, she's a literal genius. Yeah.
This is a practical podcast.
This reminds me, I saw a TikTok where this guy, his phone was connected to the car and she was in the car. And he was like, let me take this call. Goes outside. She's listening to him talk to a girl he's cheating on her with. Comes back in. She's like, who are you talking to? And he's like, my boss. She's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, who's that? And it says like, Amanda. And he was like, she filmed all of it. And he's just like being like, Amanda's my boss. And so he can't get out of it. But the whole connection to Bluetooth will fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
I know people who like found out people were cheating on them because of their Alexa. Like they said, like, Alexa, record him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or like if you're talking to somebody you shouldn't be talking to and you end up getting close to your car. And then it switches over to the car.
Yeah.
That's happened to people.
Yeah.
Play cheating fail. Just because it's relevant to what you were just talking about. And I was like, Hannah wants to hear
Hi, Hannah. Hi, Dez. I love the pod. Okay, so I do have to say first that I do not condone cheating in any way. But as a high schooler, I'm 26 now. But as a high schooler, I had a boyfriend who was completely toxic and narcissistic. And instead of breaking up with him, I chose to cheat on him with someone who I worked with. And at that time, I worked at Smoothie King. And so I changed his name to another female's name. Mm-hmm. Well, my narcissistic boyfriend at that time would always come to visit. And he found out that I did not have a coworker at Smoothie King that was the same name as the name that I put in my phone. So we eventually broke up. And yeah, that was a fail.
So basically, for all you cheaters out there, make sure that you have a name to back it up at work because you're going to get caught.
I mean, that guy was doing research.
Yeah. I mean, most likely this guy's going to end up being a big problem for somebody long term, but... You know, like, that's pretty fucked
up. That's crazy
behavior. It's crazy behavior.
But that's one of the things where it's like, who's more fucked up? You, like, researching into everyone's name at my job or me cheating on you? Yeah. Like, it's like,
where's the famous Amanda? Where's the famous Amanda?
Where's Amanda?
I've come in here 7 days this week. Is Amanda on leave?
It's like, oh, her name's Stephanie, but we call her Amanda for short.
Hey, Hannah. Hey, Diz. Sam from New Zealand. Hi. During lockdown, I joined a lecture online and didn't realize that my microphone wasn't turned off. My elderly cat jumped on my bed and I was going, oh, you want a little drink? Oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're jumping on me. Oh, you're so cute. Want a little drink? You want a little food? Want a little snack? And I didn't realize until I started getting private messages from people saying, hey, your microphone is on and the whole room can hear you. Okay. I'm basically a boomer with technology, even though I'm 29.
Wait, this is so me, something I would do. It's literally me. First of all, those friends are the real ones for messaging her. It's like when you've spit in your teeth, you're like, someone fucking tell me.
Yes.
Two, that is hilarious. Like, if that's easy to come back from. You're like, sorry, I fucking love my cat.
Yeah.
My cat's adorable.
Like, not like fucking what's his face on CNN, fucking jerking off. Jerking off on a work Zoom.
Honestly,
Tubin. Poor Tubin. I mean, he didn't really do anything that bad. He just fucked up. You know?
The best part of Zooms were people's cats just like walking in front on news. Oh, that was my favorite.
Or the kid, the Korean, the kid, the BBC guy doing like a live thing and the kid came in. That's like a famous one. Yeah.
I do have to say the whole like hot mic concept is a thing, especially with reality TV.
Yes.
And I remember early on realizing like when you talk, all the producers hear you. the network could be listening, like everyone, like it could be 50 people listening to everything you say. And then you go to the bathroom and like everyone can hear you going to the bathroom. And then like you're like 6 weeks in and you're like, I don't give a shit anymore. And that's how they get you.
Yeah. But there was a lot of Zoom hot mics, a lot of Zoom. Like I thought I was muted.
Yeah.
It's funny because she said Diz. And I knew immediately she was from New Zealand. Then she said, I'm from New Zealand.
I'm obsessed with that.
Because the flight of the Concorde, you know, I was buddies with them back in the day. And they were always like, oh, Diz.
Diz. Diz.
All right, let's hit another.
Hi, Hannah and Jez. Hannah, I am seeing you Thursday in Rochester. I will be the girl with just the one of the girls there. So this wasn't something that I did personally, but when I was in high school, I worked at an arcade, which is a story in itself. We had pretty much no adult supervision. And we had a Snapchat group chat. And one night, one of the kids I worked with sent a Snapchat of his dick through his gray sweatpants, like, and he circled the bulge and that was the Snapchat, and all of our coworkers received that, and I don't know how he ever lived that down.
I just honestly, what I loved about this was like his lame fucking, because obviously you have the gray sweatpants thing, right? Yeah. But the fact that he like circled it, like, hey,
if you have to circle it, it wasn't that great. If you have to say the joke was funny, it wasn't that funny.
It's like magnify here.
If you have to point to where the head of the dick is, it's not that impressive. Also, I love that. I wonder how many times you circled it and like took the, I don't like that circle, and like took the red and kept like, that is very funny.
It makes you nostalgic though for like those teenage jobs. You know, like she's like in an arcade, right?
Yeah, and everyone's
like,
horny.
But also just like the boring teenage jobs where there is so much fun.
You have to make up drama.
Yeah, there's so much fun with coworkers and shit. Like that really is, when you're in the middle of that as a teenager, you don't appreciate that this is actually like one of the funner things in life. Just like dumb work.
For sure, and everyone's down to talk shit. No one's professional. Yeah, like that's the fun stuff. Yeah. When you go to like real life and everyone's like, in regards to, you're like, what the fuck? This is hilarious. Like, did you see what that person just said in the meeting?
I gotta think arcade teenage job is pretty fucking cool.
Oh my God, yeah. That reminds me, like, working at, like, a theme park or something. Like, that shit's so funny. And you're just dealing with other kids, too. So it's just the blind leading the blind.
Exactly.
That's so funny. But also, I call it dick cleavage. Because, you know, when guys wear gray sweatpants, it's like that tease. Yes. Like a girl wearing, like, a shirt where you see a little bit of cleave.
Let's go for a couple more.
Hey, Hannah and Dez, huge fan. Love you both so much. I first discovered Hannah on the single father era of Call Her Daddy. I've been a massive fan ever since. But before that, before single father era, as you know, that podcast was completely unhinged. I mean, it still is in all the great ways that we love it. But I was heading to the gym to listen to an episode. Conveniently, it was a Gluck Gluck 9000 episode, which starts off outrageously like, what's up, motherfucking daddy game? Let's talk about how to suck some fucking dick. Or, you know, something to that effect. Bluetooth wasn't working. Everyone around me heard it, including a little old precious lady who goes, Jesus Christ! And I blacked out after that and ran away. I honestly don't know what happened. That's where my memory ends that day. And I should have been using Delta headphones. Live and learn. Thanks. Bye.
I just spoke up. We cannot trust Bluetooth. And you know what? I stand with what I said.
Yeah. I mean, that's an issue, man. I've had that on a plane a couple of times. Like, nothing embarrassing, but like, I'll think that Bluetooth's connected and then it's not.
I do have lots of DMs being like, hey, I'm at work. I turned on Giggly Squad. You were talking about your labia. Yes. Everyone heard. But like, everyone kind of laughs. But it's based... I think it's funny.
No, it's funny.
It's character building.
There was a lot of Bluetooth mishaps too.
Sometimes I think moms will be listening to something around their kids, and then it comes out, and and Paige and I are talking about something insane.
Yes.
But they laugh and they message us about what happened.
Like, what's a multiple orgasm?
Honestly, I think we're raising these kids by accidentally hearing what's going on.
You know, what's so great about this episode, well, especially for me, because I was going through the messages, is like, I didn't realize just how many ways you can have a technological mishap.
There's too much technology.
When you told me the idea, I thought it was just going to be like, I sent my tits to the wrong person. but actually, there's just a lot of ways.
To this day, when I send a risky text, I still have to check it like 8 times.
Yeah, and even if I don't make a mistake, but I think I do, it's almost just as bad because the anxiety levels go from 0 to 100.
I'll 5 minutes after sending it, recheck my phone. Yeah. Be like, did it go to the right person?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for another Chris.
Hi, guys. Okay, so I am driving. Hopefully, I don't wreck my car. Long story short, my biggest mistake with technology, it's not like I wasn't using it, but so when I was in high school, we had this like all Georgia like write-off, and it was like right about the best thing technology's ever invented. And I'm like, oh, okay, so like sex toys. Like that's technology, and personally I feel like that's the best thing that could ever be invented. I never wrote like something gross about what they were, like how to use them. I was just like, sex toys are good for you because it's good mentally to have an orgasm, and also you're not going and sleeping around, you're not spreading STDs, you're just using them like for yourself. It's very empowering. But being in the South, and you know, 10 years ago when I wrote this thing, everyone lost their shit, and they made me rewrite it. So yeah, that was my biggest mistake.
I mean, I kind of left that in just because I thought it was.
Where did she write it?
She was 18. It was for like a Georgia high school essay writing competition.
Oh, but like everyone saw it.
No, the teachers made her write something else.
Yeah, you hate that. That's fucked up.
No, yeah. But, you know, it wasn't a technological mishap, but it was, you know, embracing technology. But then her fuck up was that she praised the wrong bit of technology.
I do think there are mishaps when it comes to sex toys. Like, if you can't turn it off.
Yeah. We talked about that before, right?
I don't think so.
No, because we definitely did. Because I remember joking about the fact that...
No, I think it happened to us.
Yes, but I also remember joking about the fact that you're so bad at admin that every time we go to have... We definitely joked about that. I mean, I'll repeat it just in case, but Hannah's so bad at admin. Every time we go to get kinky with a sex toy, it's never charged.
Like, and you can't, like, wait 6 minutes to charge it. Like, yeah, the moment's over.
Absolutely. Or like, try to do it while it's charging. Like, sometimes. like a fucking wire hanging.
There's also with the sex toys, there's so many different, like, to turn it off is hard. You have to go through, like, five different, like, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I you know, honestly, is there really five variations that like people will be like, I really need
it's part of the pitch being like, this has six different settings. And you're like,
Yeah, I'm really into fucking Morse code when I'm getting fucked
up. The best is that like you're moving on and you're like, can you turn that off? And I'm like, I don't fucking know how to turn it off.
It says fuck me in Morse code. Let's go to the next one, Chris.
One time I was traveling in Europe with my boyfriend and his father, and he asked me to book his flight home. And when he showed up at the airport, it was for a month later than he was supposed to go home, and he had to buy another $1,500 flight. If that doesn't say I'm bad at admin, I don't know what does.
I mean, that's for you, Hannah.
Yeah. That was a complete attack.
That was, you did this?
I did.
She did something similar. Well, no, there was this time I was very stressed about going back to Ireland, and Hannah was coming with me, but some job came in, so she had to she had to change. You know, she wasn't going to travel. She was going to stay a couple of extra days in New York, so I was going to go on my own. And it was literally the day of travel. I had travel anxiety, and Hannah tried to cancel her flight and canceled both of our flights.
And apparently, like, he had to call Delta to get, like, all these certificates. Like, it's a difficult thing to get these flights.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a straightforward flight.
So, I remember being on my phone and just seeing, like, oh, maybe I could just cancel mine. And I went, and I remember it just said, like, cancel. I'm like, there's no way me clicking this is going to just cancel everything. Like, there has to be, like, are you sure? You know, like, click something and goes, are you sure you want this? And I clicked it, and then everything just disappeared, and I remember being like, and I refreshed it, and I was like, and then he's in the other room, and I was like, how do we bring this up?
So
I was like, I think I canceled your flight, and he was like, what did you just say?
I was stressed that day, so I was definitely more angry than normal.
I think that was the most heated argument we've ever got, but it wasn't an argument. It was just he was like, I don't like. He was so mad.
Crazy. That was the moment where it was like, I do the admin in this relationship. I book the flights.
Let's just say now, whenever anything has to be done, I go, do you want Call Delta? You want to get it?
Hit the red button.
I just didn't think that you could cancel that easy.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, they make it very complicated to do some things like that. But
well,
yeah,
they make
airlines,
it complicated to get it and then so easy to cancel it.
Airlines have always made things awkward, particularly around canceling and changing flights. So, in the end, it wasn't really your fault.
I mean, it was hilarious, though.
At the time, it was, yeah.
Not once hilarious we resolved at the time. Yeah, not hilarious at the time.
It was like pandemic. It was like a funny time.
Let's do one more.
Hi, Hannah and Dez. I love your show. And this prompt kind of was made for this situation, I guess. I was texting my husband one morning after he had left for work about how much I loved our night before and how our sex was amazing. And I loved his sweet kisses. And after I had sent it, I realized I had sent it to my mother-in-law, who then replied back. And it was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. And I still feel uncomfortable around her after 5 or 6 years. So yeah, big mistake. And I always double, triple, quadruple check when I'm sending some sort of dirty text, because heaven forbid I ever send that to my mother-in-law ever again. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Can I just say I've never had that experience, because my poor mother-in-law has had to listen to the most detailed descriptions of the things on podcasts and TV shows. My poor mother-in-law has to deal with that shit all the time.
I like though that mother-in-law like, good, my son is in a healthy relationship and he's pleasing his wife.
And as people always say about my dead mother, she's looking down on you, so just be aware. She's seen everything we've ever done.
Eileen, this is for you.
So that was good. From the dialers.
This is one of my favorite episodes, I think.
The dialers came through. It was great to be back in the studio.
Yes, great to be back in the studio. It's
very freeing, Chris, to have you there to play the prompts.
Chris is a very calming presence for us. It's like a throuple we're in.
I mean, yeah.
Thank you guys for dialing in. We love you so much.
Let's plug some shows.
Yes. Sorry.
You're going to Rochester, but I'm in Rochester in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm about to add Sacramento and San Francisco. That'll be up soon. Pittsburgh, the dates are up. And I mean, I said them all, but go on my website. I'm adding tons of shows. Oh, and by the way, I'm about to add a ton of Irish shows.
Oh, that's great. Also, speaking of, I added a second Vicker Street show.
Oh, yes.
Need to sell some tickets for that. Also, added a second London show. Going to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Going to Pittsburgh, Anaheim, Philadelphia. I had a fourth show. Jacksonville, where you at? And Portchester.
Where's Portchester? New York?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so go on both our websites, book some ticks, and let's get both of us actually at the working on new material stage of our comedy development.
Oh, do
here.
I have to do that? I haven't started it.
This is the stage of Hannah's career where this is really the first time she's really had to say, I need a new show, because she's recorded the special.
Should I be starting that now?
I told you that. How many times I got to tell? No, because this is the ultimate time. It's before the special comes out. You have this interim period where you can still do the stuff you've been doing.
Yes.
So it gives you protection to start trying out some
new
bits.
I was really busy last week.
This is how you consider it. Since this was a dirty episode, consider the material that's soon to be on the Netflix special and not able to be used. You still can use it. So consider that the lube to, you know, sort of.
You're wild today. You are wild.
It's the lube to make the transition easier into the next show. So you're lubricating. You're helping it along. So now is actually the ultimate time to be working on new bits. I think there's some inspiration for some new bits out of today's episode.
Get some lube on those bits.
Yeah. You need lube for your new bits. New bits
are
tough.
I was literally just thinking about my mom listening to this the whole time you were talking.
Come on. That's the moment? That's the moment?
Whenever he opens up, I always make him feel bad.
You're making it easier for the new bits to find their way into.
You can sandwich them in old bits, but I didn't officially know that I should start.
I think you have a new walk-on song for your next tour. Do 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 do.
Mrs. Salmon. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Peace.